This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Play Store. Making headlines this hour, the MET and COSAS unite for volunteer development in honor of Mandela Month, and the murder accused Tiffany Meeks bail hearing continues. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. In the spirit of the Nelson Mandela Month, a transformative collaboration has been launched between MET and the Community for South African Solidarity, on an all-volunteer, independent U.S.-based organization founded on the 1993, dedicated to supporting post-apartheid development in South Africa. United by a shared commitment to a social change between MET and the COSAS, have come together to launch the Volunteer Development Program for MET, a movement dedicated to inspiring young people to embrace volunteerism as a pathway to community empowerment and personal growth. Rooted in Mandela's legacy for giving, the program reflects the globally recognized call to action. 67 minutes of service, 1 minute of every year, Madiba dedicated to fighting for social justice. Through the partnership, MET and COSAS are not only keeping that legacy alive, they are giving students the tools to live it, one volunteer at a time. In other news, Tiffany Meek, the 31-year-old accused of murdering her 11-year-old son, Jaden Lee, has denied any involvement in his death and intends pleading not guilty. She faced charges of murder, defeating or obstructing the ends of justice, and criminal injury. Jaden Lee's lifeless body was discovered on a staircase inside the apartment block in Vloerhof in May, just hours after his mother had reported him missing. 2 months later, the police arrested her for his murder. During the proceedings, Meek's lawyer read out her affidavit in which she questioned her arrest. It is said that her release on bail is not permitted by the state. And finally, kubanjwe umoya ngomculi kaMaskandi uSakhisene Skevane Mseleki oxinwe ukugula esibhedlela. Ngokusho kukanelisani uNdlemnyama Mseleku ongumholi wofisho bakhulu, umnewabo wamukelwa esibhedlela ngolwesithathu ngesonto eledlule ebanjwe umkhuhlane. Emva kokudlula emhlabeni kukaMgqumeni, uSkevane ubesehola elinye iqembu likamzala wakhe oGezo, futhi ubuye acule ibhesi kubafana bakaMgqumeni nakumagcokama. Emva kokushiya kukaKhangelani uDSD Mhlongo nomthetho wakhe Langa ekuholeni yamagcokama, uSkevane usale nomfowabo uNdlemnyama kubafana bakaMgqumeni. Bawole inqwaba yemkomelo kumaSetma Awards futhi bahlabana neGold Disc nge-album ethi 6 to 6. Babuye banandisa eSeychelles naseRussia, lapho bashiya khona izithameli zihalela impinda. Abagcinanga lapho babuye baqopha ngokuhlanganyela nomculi weKwaito ongasekho uMampintsha, uPhuze Khemisi, umrapper uFifi Cooper nabanye. Abagcinanga lapho uSkevane noLeisani babe nohlelo olukhulu ngempilo yabo yangempela olukhonjiswa kuMzansi Magic oliyisihloko esithi Kings of Maskandi. Kulo nyaka laba bacu bamemezele ukuthi sebeyawushiya amaqembu kaMgqumeni ngoba amadodana akhe asekhule ngokwanele, baqede bazibiza ngofisha bakhulu.
Kubekwe indaba ezibuhlungu zokuphuthunyiswa kukabhuti omdala ke uSkevane, ofisha bakhulu okwakubizwa ke ngokuthi ngabafana bakaMgqumeni. UJesu Likhulu ke osebenzisana naye ubhuti omdala uyachaza ukuthi ubona insuku zihamba, naye ke ubethi yinto nje encane ezokhaleza mhlambe aphume esibhedlele. So useqala naye ubanovalo, uyacela nje.
To recap your top stories this hour, the MUT and COSAS unite for volunteer development in honor of Mandela Month, and the murder accused Tiffany Meeks bail hearing continues. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 3 o'clock. For your MUT Radio News, I am Kagazile Shinga.
MUT Radio. This is an MUT Radio podcast.